Hey, Pastor Thomas here, and we're looking at the first few questions in the Children's Catechism about the glory of God. Last time we looked at the first three questions where it says, who made you? The answer is God. What else did God make? All things. Why did God make all things? For his own glory. So today we'll look at two questions about how we are to glorify God and why we are to glorify God. The first one is, how are we to glorify God? And the answer is by loving him and doing what he commands. Now, we love lots of different things in our life in different ways. You might love candy. You might love a TV show. You might love a stuffed animal or your favorite toy. You might love playing sports. But we also love people in our life. We love our parents. We love our brothers and sisters most of the time. We love our grandparents and other people that take care of us. But when the Bible speaks about loving God, it says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, and with all your strength. So when we talk about loving God, we don't just mean loving God with a bit of our arm or loving God with a bit of our time. It speaks about loving God with everything that you have, inside and out. And that's what we're meant to do. We're meant to glorify God by loving him from the inside and out. But the second part of the question is by doing what he commands. How are we to glorify God? By loving him and doing what he commands. Now, when I can't get something to work, I go to the instruction manual of the people who made it. I might go online and have a look, but I go to the people who made it to try and tell me how this thing works. What is the functions of this thing that you made? And as we looked at last week, God made you and me. So where should we go to understand why we're here on earth, or what we're meant to do? We go to the Bible, because God tells us in the Bible things that we should do, things that we shouldn't do, for his own glory. And this is why we go to the Bible. So we're meant to, how are you to glorify God? By loving him and doing what he commands. Not just one of those two things, by loving him and not doing what he commands, or doing what he commands and not loving. Those two things need to go hand in hand. And the Apostle Paul writes in Corinthians that whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Whether you eat or whether you drink, do it for the glory of God. That even the simple things that we do in our life, we're meant to do it for the glory of God. Because why did God make all things? For his own glory. And that raises the second question. Why are we to glorify God? And this is what we've kind of looked at already. Why are we to glorify God? We're to glorify God because he made us and he takes care of us. He made us and he takes care of us. That God gave us life. That God not only gave us life in the beginning, but he sustains us. These are big words that we use called creation and providence. The Bible says that even look at the sparrows. You think about a small sparrow, a small little bird. And it says that God cares for them. And then it says, how much more does God care for you and me? That not only that God made us for his own glory, and that we're to glorify him by loving him and loving him and doing what he commands, but also that he takes care of us. Do you love your mom and your dad when they take care of you, when they look after you? Do you love your family or people that take care of you? Yes. But God made you, and he takes care of you. So this is why we're meant to glorify God. This is such an important thing that we forget a lot of times. That we're made for God's glory.